91's Hot Breakfast. You are with Sam and Narissa and The Block. It's getting to the pointy end of business with the conclusion of Kitchen Week. So that means internally, the apartments are finished.
Just about done. Final touches now. We're joined by the Queensland couple, Will and Carly. Good morning, Blockheads.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're awesome, guys. Yeah, you're representing. You're doing a great job. You're from Brizzy. And the thing that I love, because, you know, you watch these shows and some of the couples just fall apart, just absolutely cannot cope with the stress. But you guys have been together since you were 16 years old and you're killing it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's good to be able to, you know, come on the block together, being together for so long and, you know, getting through it. It's awesome for us.
I think if we can get through the block, we can get through anything.
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to say that because a lot of people say it either strengthens their relationships or tears them apart. And we have seen, sadly, a lot of couples have gone their separate ways as a result of doing the show. But you guys seem to be getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, it's a very stressful environment. You put, you know, even 10 contestants in a house together. You got time deadlines. You got stress. You got challenges. But we always made sure that we communicated to one another and would always go to bed happy no matter what the day was. So, it is a very stressful environment. It's definitely the hardest thing we've ever done in our lives before.
You always put each other first, though, which is what some of the teams seem to, I don't know, they end up fighting and stuff. You've got to stay together. You got to stay strong as a team to get through the stress. And you had a really stressful thing happen the other week when, I don't know how they managed it, but they realised that Matt, your chippy, has been on the show last year, so therefore he can't participate anymore.
On a new builder.
It's cool, that's the rules. So
that's for everyone.
Yeah, we try and get planned and organised, but it doesn't always happen on the block, so just got to deal with it and move forward.
You'll be right.
That's a ticket. Great answer.
Clean through it, eh?
Yeah.
We got to keep Maddie for the 48-hour challenge. Yeah, so we're happy about that.
So how does that happen, guys? I mean, don't they check this beforehand, that whether the carpenter is allowed to be on the show?
Yeah, well, that's what we got so upset about. You know, there was nothing in contracts. You know, we asked the question, are we allowed to get organised before the show? And they sort of said, yes, we could. So to find out we weren't allowed to use him, it was quite very disappointing. And it sort of put us behind the pack, I reckon. We were well ahead. Mm. We were very organised.
Mm.
And then we weren't allowed to use him. And, you know, trying to find a builder in Melbourne within less than 24 hours was near impossible. But our awesome friend Ian fly down from Brisbane, one of our friends, and he was going to stay with us throughout the whole journey.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because that relationship's absolutely key, isn't it, between builder and contestants? Because you guys are working your buns off. You've got to have that trust. And it's a trust that didn't exist there for Julia and Sasha as their builder cheated on them. Leon, he went off for drinks with Chris and Kim. What was that all about?
Our relationship with our trades was 100%. Like, our trades were amazing and we were really lucky to have them. I think if you don't have that great relationship with trades, things can go wrong so quickly. Mm. We had such a committed and dedicated team, and I think without that, we would have struggled week after week. So, I guess for Julia and Sasha with Leon, they still had great times with Leon, but I think they did come to blows a few times. Yeah. And it definitely affects your work. So.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool watching you guys score perfect scores. Yep. You are absolutely on fire. Good luck for the rest of the show.
Even though you had dog poo in your black kitchen. That was weird.
Yeah, it was a little kangaroo poo, I thought.
Carly and Will from Brizzy, do us proud, guys.
Thank you.
The Hot Breakfast. Stream it when you get to work. Hot91.com.au.
Right people to know.
Mark Deaton here, owner at Ayla Constructions and born and bred Sunshine Coast local. We know when you're building your dream home, communication is the key. So we put you first and we really do care.